The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We all know that we're forking out a fortune for pints these days, but where can you get the cheapest one? And why are some punters prepared to pay through the nose? News Talk's Sarah Madden now reports.
Could I get a pint of Guinness and blackcurrant, please?
You can, of course.
Thank you.
Like everything else in Ireland, pints are becoming more pricey, now costing almost €12 in some areas of Dublin. But despite the spiralling price tag, punters are still buying them. So on a nationwide pub crawl, I'm asking what's really behind the hike and what is the tipping pint, I mean point, of an Irish pint.
Yes, we're at the Old Stand, which is one of the best pints in Dublin. Guinness, nice consistency and smooth lacing, which is always the sign of a good pint.
Well, okay, you seem to know your way around a pint.
Well, I've had my moments.
So how much have you paid for that, do you know?
€7.40, I believe, which is on the expensive side.
Just under €7.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's appalling.
€8.
We're actually from Cork.
And what would you pay in Cork for a pint?
€6.50, €7.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Do you think the pints are any better up here?
No. Definitely not. No.
Why do you think Irish alcohol has gotten so expensive?
They say it's because of an increase in costs of goods and services. However, the profits keep increasing, so I don't know how true that is.
There's a certain element of price gouging, I think, going on because there's a huge variation in the price of pints. And you see it with the hotels as well. When there's a big international match on in Dublin, prices go up.
I don't think the publicans are happy with these prices.
Okay, so the publicans aren't to blame. Who is to blame?
The breweries.
What do you think is the maximum you would spend for a pint on a nice sunny day like today?
I'm pretty much at my limit.
I paid €7 for Guinness once and I thought that was insane.
I'm not so sure there's a maximum. The maximum would be the number of pints we could consume rather than the price.
That's the only thing that would slow you down.
Absolutely.
Unsurprisingly, Temple Bar is home to the nation's most expensive gargle, with Guinness going for €10.45 and lager €1 more.
Well, that's outrageous, obviously, bordering on the obscene.
I'd say they're paying what they deserve.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's stupid.
I wouldn't go to Temple Bar anywhere to drink. Mm-hmm. I think it should be razed to the ground and put in as a bus station as it was originally planned.
Is that what it was originally planned for?
Exactly. And Charlie had ideas he'd make it into a Latin Quarter, Charlie Hoy, and the bus station was shelved.
And it's not a Latin Quarter now, it's a sort of a...
I don't know what do you call it. It's a kip. Raise it to the ground and start again.
Complain as the Irish might, Temple Bar is hopping with tourists, happy to shell out for the higher priced pints.
I've had some Guinness.
How was it?
Well, I learned that you have to drink the first gulp quite large, and then it tastes better.
Okay. So you've just paid €10.45 for a pint of Guinness.
Yes.
Okay. That's about €4 or €5 more expensive than anywhere else in the country. Was it worth that cost for you, do you think?
Well, to come here, it was worth it, because if you don't come to Temple Bar when you visit Dublin, you are chastised by everybody else who's been to Dublin.
Okay.
So you have to.
You have to come and you have to pay the exorbitant price for a Guinness.
Well, you don't have a choice if you want to have a Guinness here. We can afford to do that. Some people perhaps can't.
Mm-hmm.
But if you travel from America here, you should be able to afford the extra €3 or €4.
You're enjoying a pint here in Temple Bar. Is that part of the experience of coming to Dublin?
Oh, without a doubt, yes. We tried it all day yesterday.
Just making sure it was good.
Oh, it's perfect. It really is. It's just like, it's different to back in England.
Would you say you've paid more for that than you would pay in England?
Oh, double.
You've paid double?
Yeah.
But is it worth it?
Yeah. Yeah, for the experience and the... Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, today we spent... how much? €20. This is typical Norwegian price we pay today here.
Okay.
It's a that's normal for us.
I think it's just the ambiance of the bar that everybody, because it's in all the pictures of Ireland, that everybody wants to see it. And so, you know, I told her if she wants to go in it, we should just plan on paying extra for her Jameson. She's had Jameson at every bar we've gone to. So anyway, I thought it was worth it.
For reference, a pint of beer in New Zealand is about 12 New Zealand dollars, so maybe 6 euro.
Oh, okay.
yeah, so it's a little more expensive. One thing we've learnt to love is Irish hospitality. You know, we're across the river the other day, and you know, you just start having a conversation with, you know, local people. So I think, yeah, you're paying for the history, the atmosphere, the crack.
As far as pricing is concerned, Dublin is in a league of its own, but punters are feeling the pinch nationwide.
Out in the country, you can get pints anywhere from 4.50 to maybe you'll pay as high as 7, but if you're paying 7, you're getting a lot more than just a pint for that price.
Pat Crotty is the chief executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.
Sky Sports is now costing most pubs about 16,000 a year.
What? I mean,
thank you. And that's the exact response I would have hoped for. And there's lots of other costs that people don't think about. If there's background music, you pay a license fee. Most pubs need about 17 licenses, all of which cost money, just to be able to say with their hand on their heart in the morning as they open the door that I'm legal in all regards.
Wow. Gosh.
Every one of those has a cost. There are things that hurt more than others. And obviously, the cost of the product you sell is the biggest single cost you have. Now, at the moment, inflation is about 2%. And the main suppliers put up their prices this year by 2.7% and 2.8%. The problem is when you get to largely the state side of things, the cost of rates, if inflation is 2%, rates went up 5 and 6% this year. Water went up, is going up 10% in October, and it only went up 30% last October. Water is a huge part of our business. And labour, of course, is the other one which government has its fingerprints directly on. The minimum wage went up 6.5% on the 1st of January, but that's 36% over the last four budgets. If you want people to be paid more, the only place you can go is on the price of the pint. Every single cost ends up in the price of the pint at some point. Because the price, the pint is what most rural pubs sell most of. It's literally the 80-20 rule. 80% of your business is in pints. And a small bit of wine, maybe a small bit of spirits, but really that's about the size of it. It has to be dealt. If you don't make it in the pint, you're going out of business.
The nation's cheapest pints can be found in County Westmeath.
Most people are going there on holidays or something, but here you have the farmer coming in. You might have to get a brush and sweep up and he's gone, but he has spent his money and no one passed on remarks. Same with builders. On a Friday evening here, I'd have quite a number of builders in. They don't always polish their shoes before they come in after coming off the building site. So you have to accept that. And we try and keep the prices down to match the kind of the lifestyle as well and keep them happy. Like, if you have a happy customer, it's better than no customer.
Yeah, that's true.
Publican Willie Allen is the owner of Beau Allen's in Moat.
Well, I have been a publican for 30 years. And before that, I was a psychiatric nurse. And I did part-time work in pubs.
Wow.
So it kind of dissolves my ambition to own my own. Mm-hmm. And I was successful in 98 when I bought here. And it has been a growing business every day since.
What sort of help has your psychiatric nursing been, do you think, to your role as a publican?
Maybe sometimes it's the same job, but in two different locations.
How much do you charge for your Guinness, for your lager, for your cider?
$5.70 for Guinness and Smiddick's, $6.30 for lagers, and $6.50 for cider.
And what do you think would be the sort of tipping point for your customers when it came to a pint? Like, what would be the price that would just be too far, do you think, and you'd start losing customers?
Well, I'm not able to answer that because the first time I worked in a pub, the price of the pint was 1 and 8 pence, and I went to 1 and 10 pence, and guys were saying that if it ever goes to a half crown, I'll never drink it. I heard it follow on to that one, if it ever goes to a fiver, I'll never drink it. If you want it, you buy it. I think if you're fair with the customers, and like this town, most of the pubs are around the same price. There might be 5 pence or 10 pence of a difference. So it's the same. It's the quality, the atmosphere, and how we look after them and friendliness. And you have to be a disciplinarian as well in a pub. Because you have fellas that can be get out of hand, or you have to be a taxi sometimes to take them home. You're a kind of a role model in the whole game.
The price of a pint is undoubtedly rising, but whether you're paying £5.70 in Westmeath or £11.45 in Dublin, one thing's for sure. You're paying for much more than just the pint in Ireland's pubs. With live music in some, Sky Sports in others, or some good old-fashioned storytelling across the bar here in Moat.
We went out to Australia at 25 years ago to the sons of Eden. It didn't suit me. I'm not a good man to fly, and apart from that, and we're down fishing one day, we're in the South Pacific coast, wherever it was, and something bit me on the foot.
Oh.
And I was in trouble. Then a lad said it was a sea snake. But when I take a pint, my leg used to swell up. Whatever resistance I had, I wouldn't go into hospital. I said, I didn't come out 12,000 miles, I said, to go to hospital in Australia. We struck it out anyway. Somebody said the cabbage was even cooked with the heat in my leg. I don't know. I said, Jesus, I don't want to die in Australia. I come back to Ireland, yeah. And that's the way. An experience, though.
And an experience shared by Sarah Madden in a pub in Moat. That
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.